we have been warning for some time that the problems around workforce planning and the complete lack of workforce planning by the department was going to cause and is going to cause major issues for hospitals and healthcare treatment in the future. This isn't just coming from us as politicians. These are issues that have been flagged up repeatedly by the Royal College of Nursing, for example, by the British Medical Association. These are people who no one can dispute, know what they're talking about. And I think it's fair to say that the department have failed to listen and failed to act. These problems are only going to become more pronounced in the future unless dramatic and meaningful action is taken to address them now. But sadly, at the moment, when we don't even have a functioning assembly, let alone a health minister, it's difficult to know who is going to take that action, a decisive action.
There are long-term discussions to be had politically and in terms of administration regarding staffing, regarding issues like home care packages. In the immediate short term, there is a serious medical crisis at Ullagovan, and you're urging people who have to go to the hospital, who are in the hospital, to ensure that they do nothing to make that worse.
Yes, well, the Trust have issued a statement urging people not to come to the hospital unless they have to, urging people, anyone who might show symptoms of the norovirus bug, be it diarrhoea or vomiting, to stay well away from the hospital. I would urge people to heed the instructions that the Trust have issued. The Trust have responded quite correctly to the outbreak there. However, other issues such as delays in discharge of patients that we have referred to and that the Trust referred to in their statement are other things that can be avoided and should be avoided should there be sufficient care packages, domiciliary care packages in place so people can get home out of hospital early, because you could fairly assume the vast majority of people don't want to be in hospital. People would rather be at home with their families around them and whatever extra care that they need. However, once again, there has been a continued failure to invest in this particular crucial area of service.